We've spent much of the past year's business coverage focusing on the effects of the downturn in commodity prices, and on Tuesday, the city of Oklahoma City announced hotel tax collections fell for the first quarter of fiscal year 2017. Here with some analysis of what that means is Ted Struley. He's the Journal Record's editor-in-chief and joins us most Fridays to talk about the state's business news. Ted, your reporter Brian Bruce says the hotel tax collections so far in FY17 were down even below the most conservative estimates from City Hall. What are we looking at here?
Well, they are. They were down almost 6%, 5.9% compared to the previous fiscal year. But even more concerning is that they were down 2.7% compared to those pretty conservative estimates. The downturn really differs based on what part of the city you're looking at. Although the effect was really felt citywide, the northeast quadrant of the city, hotels there had the greatest percentage change. They were at 17.5%. While the central part of the city, downtown primarily, those revenues were down only about 2.4%. And it seems to be a combination of things. According to one piece of industry research we looked at, hotel occupancy had decreased by an average of about 2.5% citywide, and room rates were about 1.4% lower. So that explains some of the drop in tax collections. But the municipal treasurer also told us that, you know, sales tax is down too, and he thinks that there may just be some lackluster consumer demand out there right now.
Back in the spring, I know your paper was reporting that the energy downturn shouldn't affect the development of what's perhaps the most high-profile hotel in the city right now, the one that's going to be attached to the MAPS 3 Convention Center when that's finished. Is that still the case?
Well, it is. It's kind of a protected project. The, you know, convention center will be about a $285 million build that is due to start late next year and be completed by 2020. And the hotel that's going to go along with it is expected to be completed at that same time. And I think it's worth noting that that's all funded by that sales tax, the MAPS 3 sales tax. Hotel tax, or hotel-motel occupancy tax, sometimes called the tourist tax, that goes to promotion and marketing and things like fairground improvements. It's money that's spent to attract tourists to come to Oklahoma City. So, you know, horse shows at the fairgrounds fill a lot of hotel rooms year-round. And there was an increase in the hotel-motel tax a few years ago that passed by a landslide and was actively promoted by the hotels who collect and pay the tax because they saw the benefit in making sure that those tourist attractions stay up to date.
I want to move away from urban issues and talk about some of the problems facing rural communities and specifically how fire departments are being affected by some of the ongoing state budget cuts.
Yeah, the state budget cuts have really affected a program called the Rural Fire Defense 80-20 program. And those are grants that help pay for equipment and fire station construction in communities with 10,000 people or fewer. It reimburses those small volunteer fire departments up to 80% of the total cost of the project. But this year, like the year before, they only had a total of $200,000 to spread around the state. And of the 108 volunteer fire departments who applied for grants, only 10% of the eligible departments were able to get any of that money.
And not only are these departments facing those cuts at the state level, but with declining sales tax revenue, that also hurts the budgeting on the municipal level, too.
Well, that's right. Those small cities have limited sales tax revenue to begin with, and when that declines, they have less money to contribute to fire protection as well. You know, the Noble Fire Chief, Bob Hall, he protects about 6,700 people over 14 square miles. You know, that includes some small businesses, residences, farms, some undeveloped rural areas. And he and some others that run small all-volunteer departments have mutual aid agreements with neighboring departments, but they're more and more struggling just to keep their fire trucks running with these budget cuts.
Ted Strooley is the editor-in-chief of the Journal Record and joins me each Friday for a conversation about business, industry, and economic development news across Oklahoma. Ted, as always, we appreciate your insight.
Glad to be here, Brian.